Well, I had a long ass day, so let's get this shit started. All right, it is the man, Freddy. Welcome to my casa once again, episode two. People said they liked my first episode. I'm like, oh, well, might as well make a second one. Anyways, let's get on to our first topic of the day. You know, this podcast, we don't talk about anything in specific. Mostly, this is just me with a microphone with just one stupid ass mind. So let's get started with fried chicken. Now, let me tell you, fried chicken is God's blessing for humanity. He saw all the tragic things that happened to humanity. For example, Pompeii, the Black Plague, etc., etc. So he's like, you know what? I think I should give see I should give these people something to compensation for all the shit that's been going down. So he invented the fried chicken, which is just chicken deep fried to a beautiful, crispy, juicy, tender, or wings. Wings are technically fried chicken, kind of. Do add a little sauce to them. But anyways, fried chicken is a blessing from the heavens. Now, comes the question, who has the best fried chicken? And I'll tell you what. It can be Popeyes, churches, KFC. Yeah, either one of those three. Those are in my area. There's also bush chicken, but I don't know. Bush chicken's kind of, if you live around El Paso, then bush chicken is kind of little wonkers, I would say. But as of right now, my pick for best fried chicken has to be Church's chicken. I tell you what, Church's chicken is the most juiciest, most crispiest chicken I've ever tried. And that's not over exaggeration. That is actually honest to God opinion. I'll tell you what, KFC is obviously kind of trash. I don't know how it is outside. I don't know if it's a Texas thing. But KFC is really, really bad. It is honestly terrible. Let me tell you this one time. So my school, I don't know if I said it last time, but my school lets us sophomores through seniors go out for lunch and eat outside on fast food. Now, there's a few options I told you. I think I said it before. KFC was one of them. I went there for one reason only. To try out the new chicken and waffles, because I'll be lying to you if I said chicken and waffles is not a fantastic thing to group up. It is fantastic. So I'm over there, it's $10. There's a lot of things I can do with $10, a lot of food I can buy. Instead, I do it on churches. I mean on KFC, excuse me. Kentucky Fried Chicken, tenders and waffles. I get it. It is the worst $10 I've spent in my entire life. Soggy ass waffles. Are you fucking kidding me? Soggy ass waffles. Soggy titties, more like them. And this fried chicken. Oh, fuck. It's stale. Stale bread. Not even. It's not that good. Three tenders and two tiny ass waffles for $10? Is that serious? No drink or nothing? Just that, just something I could get from McDonald's for like $3. It's not worth it. It was not worth it at all. That's why I've never gone to KFC ever again. KFC is not the move. It is not the move. But you know what is the move? Churches. Those biscuits. Those biscuits. No butter, but let me tell you, those butter biscuits are absolute. I don't know the word, but they go hard. They smack. They smack absolutely. Now, Popeyes, I'm in the middle of. I don't go to Popeyes for the I don't go for Popeyes for the tenders. I go to Popeyes for the chicken sandwich. Cause I'll tell you, this is a very political. controversial statement I'm about to spit out right here. Some of y'all may not like it. Some of y'all, I don't know. Probably don't give a shit. But I think Popeye's chicken sandwich is much more better than Chick-fil-A's chicken sandwich. I'll be honest. When I first, you know how I have this? I was high as fuck, all right? I'm high as fuck. I have two chicken sandwiches, Chick-fil-A and Popeye's. Now, you can't tell me to God that I don't have an opinion that's as unbiased, because I am high out of my mind. I think of nothing, blank mind, nothing. All I see, two wrappings, one red and white, the other orange and white, Popeye's and Chick-fil-A. You know that scene of Ratatouille where his friend, he tries like a cheese and a fruit? That was me. That's high motherfucker. High little me with two sandwiches on hand. So I eat the Chick-fil-A one, right? I eat that one first. I was like, oh, all right. It's good. I've tried it before. That's the first chicken sandwich I've tried. It's the ordinary taste. I get the Popeyes, though. I get the Popeye. Now, this is what I'm saying. Chick-fil-A, nothing, no slander to Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A is fantastic. I just think the chicken sandwich is better. As I was saying, so the Popeye's chicken sandwich, I have it in my hand. I'm like, yeah, it's pretty big sandwich. Go in for the first bite, and I'll tell you, the munchies, absolutely fucking blasted out the window. The taste, the flavor, out of this world. Fantastic. Satisfactory. Just absolute peace with oneself. After eating that Popeye's chicken sandwich, high off your fucking mind, in the back of a car, just at late of night too, late of night, you just think to yourself, wow, this is a life experience. This is something that I'm going to look back and be like, man, that's when I lived life the most. Lived life to the fullest. And Popeyes. Oh, yeah. What am I doing? I'm getting off topic. So, anyways. I only go to Popeyes for the chicken sandwiches. I really don't go for the tenders. I go to tenders and whatever the fuck. Churches. That's all churches. Now, I will tell you. I am a lucky son of a bitch for not trying the Popeye's biscuit. I have not tried a Popeye's biscuit, and I don't intend to. For the one sole reason of people saying it is dry as a motherfucker. It is to the point where it is even drier than the place where I'm living at, which is El Paso, Texas. And I'll tell you this much. We are surrounded by desert. Popeye's biscuit could possibly be even drier than that. So I am terrified. I am horrified. It's like I'm getting ready. If I was going to eat, a Popeye's biscuit, it would probably feel like I'm about to get hit with a taser or pepper sprayed or flashbanged, because the dryness on that, as people described it, is astronomical. Something that hits you from the left field, just absolutely hits you with that wind, that gush of dryness in your mouth. You start choking. You start breathing for air. You start holding your throat, feeling like the air is taken out of you. Feeling like someone's taking the soul right out of your mouth. That's what I've been hearing out of the Popeye's biscuit. So I am not trying the Popeye's biscuit. How I am, however, going to keep eating those Popeye's chicken sandwiches, because them delicious. So chicken, fried chicken. Oh yeah, let me tell you the story. All right, that's another reason I don't go eat Bush. Now, I'll tell you this. Bush, I only go there for the buffalo fried chickens. When I tell you that, you know what I mean. Buffalo fried chicken. Fries. Just a big old platter. Big old box of fries with chicken tenders covered in buffalo sauce. The sauce is fantastic. If they could add a little more ranch in there, that would be fine. But besides that, the box is fantastic. It is well deserved. Good ten. That's a good ten. This $10. That's good $10. Well spent. Unlike those chicken and waffles from that shitty ass KFC. Anyways, So my district, the school district I go to, has a little arena. It's not little, but it's an arena. Compared to other arenas, it's small. So they have a concession stand as any other place, and they're sponsored. That one, I don't know if they're still sponsored or they're currently sponsored, but they're sponsored by Bush Chicken, the local chicken place. It kind of reminds me of that GTA San Andreas chicken spot. I forgot. Let me search it up real quick. What is that shit called? Anyways, as I'm searching it up, so they used to be sponsored, right? I think they're still sponsored. I'm not sure, but I go over there because I'm a little hungry. I'm a little hungry during the football game, and I go over there and I look around. I'm like, oh shit, Bush. I see Bush chicken sandwich. I'm like, I never tried Bush before, and chicken sandwich, and that sounds pretty good right now. So I go over there and I go and order it. I wait a good 5 minutes, and next thing you know, I get the sandwich. I just found out. So it's called Chicken Bell. It kind of reminds me of Chicken Bell because it kind of has that chicken joint feel. Like it's like kind of in the middle of just empty parking spots, and that's how it looks like. It's a square, has a big old sign. It kind of reminds me of the Chicken Bell from GTA San Andreas. As I was saying, so I get the sandwich, right? And it's in the packet first, as any other chicken sandwich, and I open it, right? The amount of disgust I have in my fucking face as I see and unwrap this layer of packaging is beyond me. I open this up. The fucking skin is falling off. It's not fried. It's not. It is fucking disgusting. So I look at the chicken patty, right? It is soggy as a motherfucker. I'm like, who let this run through someone's bathtub? Who let this shit? Who? I was terrified. I was mortified of this sandwich. Because the chicken was not. I feel like the FDA would come in if they saw that sandwich, and they would shut the whole district down. Not even the arena, the whole district down. Because that chicken, it looks absolutely terrible. So I said the soggy at first, the chit, the piece, the skin, the fucking fried part is not even fried. It is falling off. I'm like, what is this shit? Y'all have fried it. It seemed like it. And I'm not even gonna take a bite of it because this shit look nasty as fuck. And I can't go back and complain because there's a whole line right there. Like when I tell you it gets pretty packed in the concession stands at my district's arena, it gets packed. It is tough to walk through. So I'm not going to about to waste a good 15 minutes just to complain about a sandwich that I might not even get my refund for. So I'm just going to move on with my life and just throw that shit in the fucking garbage like it belongs. Look, I still get love to Bush, though. Those buffalo fried chicken fries, fucking bomb. That sandwich, though, unacceptable. Unacceptable. Okay, so let's talk about our next topic. So I went to someone's IG and they had a little question, like questions, and I asked, how about some random topics to talk about on my podcast? And so they put another question on their story asking random other people some podcast ideas. So guess what? She sent me these ideas and I'm like, oh boy. What happened? What's going on? Why am I getting sent this? It's my own fault for first thing at first. But I get sent these and I am mortified by what they're asking me. I am terrified. I am not down to talk about this. Okay, but I'm gonna still talk about it. So they're all the basic root of all evil. Love. Bro, cooties? Anyways, so it's all about romantic shit. Now, I'll tell you this. I'm the last person you want relationship advice of. Because you ever get ghosted on your birthday? Huh? You ever get ghosted on the day before and then ghosted again? What? Never thought so. Anyways, so these are three topics that they want me to talk about. I will read them to you. Are trucks or sports cars more attractive? Relationships. and best dates to go out on. And I'll tell you what, even though I am not qualified for this position, I will gladly step up and answer these questions. This is a new session here, folks. This is relationship advice. This is love therapy with Freddie Hansen. And let's get talking about our first topic. So our trucks, I don't know why I have trouble saying it. Are trucks or sports cars more attractive? I'll tell you what. From a girl's perspective, I can't say shit. From a guy perspective, usually I don't care what my woman drives. I don't care what my girlfriend drives, whatever. A truck, I don't think I would be too surprised. And with a sports car, I would obviously not be surprised. I've seen a lot of girls with sports cars flexing that shit. I'll tell you what, I just got my first car too, 1997 Buick. It's a beautiful car. I just got to clean the bird shit out of it. But if I were looking at two girls, if two girls were approaching me and I was talking to both of them and I had to choose, like this was Twilight, Team Jacob or Team Edward. Remember that shit? It was absolutely terrible. Now, are trucks or sports cars more attractive? If I'm being honest, I would not mind a woman in a truck. I'll tell you what, because that would mean that she is independent as fuck. I don't need to babysit her. I do not need to tell her what to do. She knows what she's doing. Obviously, with the truck, big old muscles on her. Just kidding, but. Obviously, I think I would go more with a truck just because she knows what she's doing with the truck. She knows breaking boundaries and all that shit, whatever. Let's get on to our next topic, relationships. As I was saying, I am not the best at those. I'll tell you what. First, okay, let me just give this out to the girls. I'll tell you what. Girls, if you're wanting a guy to be with you and you're just stuck on the talking phase, there is one rule you need to fucking follow. Don't over complex. Let me just put it this way. Do not overcomplicate shit. Do not go playing mind games on the man you want for. Don't just be like, oh, I'm gonna just glow ghost him for a bit. Cause guess what? We are fucking oblivious. We do not think the same. We do not have the mental capacity sometimes to suggest or to think that you are trying to do something. So if we see you ghosting us and we see you literally like kind of distancing off, trying to think we're going to get jealous, you're dead wrong. We're just going to be like, oh, she's acting like this, like your average thing. So she's acting like this. So we're just going to leave it be. We're not going to talk to you unless you're a down bad motherfucker, which I'll help or not. And just hoping this one, like if you're looking for Sims, go for it. If you're looking for a guy desperate for any sort of pussy or any sort of attraction or affection, go for it. Just ghost him. Let's see if he tries texting back. But if you want a respectable and honest man, don't ghost him. Don't play these extra games with him. Until you guys are a thing. Because he will probably be, that'll probably go over his head and just think, oh, she doesn't want me. I guess I'll move on. Simple as that. Next relationship advice. And this is just relationships 101. Don't get a tattoo of your girlfriend's or boyfriend's name on the first time you guys see each other. Don't do it unless it's an official marriage. That's what I'm saying. Wait till you guys are married. Or just wait till you know you guys will be forever together because you guys could split up. And last thing you want is a big old tattoo with your girlfriend or boyfriend's name on your fucking wrist. And be like, oh yeah, I gotta live with this for the rest of my life. Or just pay a shitload of money just to get rid of it. Because why would you want that? Why? Unless, again, if you're a down bad dude, I'm highly suggesting you don't do this. Because the last thing you want to do is wake up in the morning, no hoe next to you, no woman, no guy, whatever, no one next to you. waking up with your arm out. Next thing you know, you turn around and you see that name you lost. You don't want bad memories coming up again. Why do you have that? Next thing you know, you're going to the fucking family reunion. You go around hiding that shit because next thing you know, you pull that shit out. They're going to be asking you, who the fuck is Priscilla? Then you have to tell them. Well, I'm just throwing a name out there. No one in specific. I'm just throwing a name out there, by the way. Respect to all Priscillas. But you're like, who's Priscilla? Oh, I don't know. Just... Then you have to tell them that it's a girl that you used to date, or you just make up a lie. And then you tell them, oh, it's my girlfriend. They say, you know, they want to meet your girlfriend. Which, guess what? You already broke up with her. So what you gonna do then? It's absolute malarkey. That's why I think people who get tattoos of the girlfriend or boyfriend absolute cringes the fuck out of me. Because I don't know if they're gonna stay together. If y'all got a ring already, just go for it. And then sometimes they make it oblivious too. They put it on their arm. They put it on their wrist. They put it on their chest, their back, whatever. Don't do that shit to yourself. Save the embarrassment. The more you learn. Any other relationship advice I have to give out? Let me think about this one. I don't think so. Also, I'm throwing this out there. Preference is absolutely a normal thing. I don't care what you think. Preference is absolutely normal. All right, let's move on to best dates to go out on. Well, I'll tell you what. The only dates I have going out is restaurants and a Target. So I'm not really sure. So there's a place here in my town called Scenic View. And I'll tell you what. A lot of people go there, a lot of couples go over there, and it's basically you drive up a mountain, I think it's a cliff or something like that, you park and you just look at the scenic town. There you see Juarez. That's your view. A part of El Paso and then Juarez. Dirty old Juarez. So you and your date are just sitting there looking at the city, the bright lights. I would personally say that's a normal spot to go to if you're in this town. I think that's like number one. That's number one place you would take your date out after a nice dinner at your local taco shop or some shit. Oh, yeah. Speaking of that, a taco truck place is an absolute. That's absolutely a wonderful place to take your date out because taco trucks. I tell you what, taco trucks are fucking. That's another blessing from God. I'll tell you, like, it is fucking amazing. Taco trucks, I don't care. Like, any food truck, actually, in general, is absolutely a wonderful place to go to. Especially, like, if it's a meat. Like, if it's an area and there's a whole lot of food trucks to pick from. That's, like, amazing. That's incredible. So, I'm going to be honest. I have a bias to taco trucks because they are absolute the joy they bring to my world. Oh, my God. I had these fries. They had al pastor. If you're not Hispanic or Mexican or Latino, I don't think you would understand. But al pastor is fucking amazing. It is absolutely amazing. Whether it be tacos and this distance, I had fries with them. They were amazing. They were out of this world. Breathtaking. Back on topic. Back on topic, I meant. Take your friend. Your girl, not your friend. Oh, why would I say that? Don't take out your friend. Next thing you're not going to get friend zoned. Nah, blah, 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 blah. Take your loved one. Take your lover. Take your interest out to get some food on a truck, on some wheels. If you know, I know what you're thinking. It's on wheels. It may be dirty. I'll tell you what. It is going to be amazing food out in the open at night. At night, it's even better. Out, you're just sitting together and looking up at the outside, unless it's windy or raining, don't go. But any other day, you can go take your date at a wonderful view. Look out and wow, amazing. So what else? What another place? What to do? Oh yeah, by the way, if it's the first date and you're not sure if you're going to be with this person and you're just testing the waters, do not go all out on things because this is just putting your toes in the water. Checking if it's cold or hot. You don't know how this is going to go. Why would you spend like a good $150 on just two of you in an expensive ass restaurant when you can just take her out in a simple, nice place? You don't need to take her to an over fancy place. You don't need to bring her a whole life, a new, whatever. What was I going for? I was going to say a whole new world, but I fucked up mid-sentence. Anyways, you don't need to bring her a whole new world experience, as I'm saying. Just simplify it down first. Do it slowly. Don't overrush things. Just take her out to a nice place, or him. Wonderful place. Not over wonderful. Not to the point where they're going to fucking, you expect them to kneel down and bring you a ring and be like, will you marry me? No. Simple. It's very simple. Let's start simple. Let's start with the basics. So if this is a person you're thinking of being with, but you don't know how this is going to go out, just do it simple. You don't need to overrush things. You don't need to overhype things. Just keep it simple. Just keep it neat. Just keep it between the two of you and a very simple place. That's all I'm saying. Keep it simple on the first date. Any other relationship? Oh, yeah. Gifts. Don't, as I was saying, this is kind of the same thing with not the first dates, but with testing the waters out. Do not overspoil. You can spoil them a little bit. You can spoil them, yeah, just a teensy tiny bit. Maybe a DoorDash or a Grubhub once or twice. Don't do it every day. Don't over exceed your expenses. Because the last thing you want to do is spoil the fuck out of this girl. A month later, she ghosts you. You guys don't talk anymore. Where the fuck does all that money go? Down the drain. So, if you're a guy or girl, doesn't matter. Do not overspoil your interest, your love interest at first. When things get a little more serious, go ahead, spend all the money you want. But at the beginning, don't overspoil things. Because that happened to me. This is talking out of experience. This is from me. Don't do it. It's going to make you look like a fool. Going to make you look like a fucking simp. That's all I'm saying. So that was love therapy with your boy, Freddie Handsome. Okay, let's talk about one thing. We all have childhood trauma. That is to be expected from anybody. I don't care how tough you are. I don't care what part you come from, what city, wherever from the world you are. You grew up with childhood trauma. You did not come to this world with toughened muscles and a tough mind state where you cannot be scared. You are scared shitless. One time or another in your childhood. I'll give you an example of one. So childhood trauma usually comes from shows or movies most of the time. And I'll tell you, this one comes from a movie. And it is not a movie you expect. I'm pretty sure you guys will understand. But I think some of you are going to be like, what is the fuck? This pussy got scared of that? Yes. It is the movie Blade. I don't know which Blade it will be, but I know it is from Blade. Blade, the movie, fucking scared me. If you don't know, Blade is a black superhero who's a vampire who fights other vampires to save the world. And this is from Marvel. I think they're adding him to the MCU later. I don't know if it's going to be a Disney Plus series or it's just going to be a standalone movie, but whatever. So Blade is a vampire. That's one thing. Let's get this one to string. He's a fucking vampire. And if you're a child, to me, I was terrified of Halloween. I was horrified. So what makes you think Blade, a fucking vampire? I don't care if he's a fucking superhero, he's a fucking vampire. What makes you think I'm going to be less terrified of him? So there's this one scene in specific that absolutely made me uncomfortable. Made my skin crawl. Made me lose sleep at night. It was a scene. I don't know what the directors were thinking. I don't know if this was his aunt. I don't care. I don't know if this was his wife. I don't know if this was his mother. But it was something to do with like transferring something. And they had to do it through biting their necks. They bit their necks back and forth. And it was fucking horrendous to look at. First of all, The neck is a very sensitive part. And I think it is the part where nothing touches it. Nothing. Like, it is a part where I am afraid of anyone touching or anything touching it except chains. But if it's like a tattoo, I am never getting a tattoo on my neck. At all. That's like kind of suicide in my opinion. Because why would you go through that pain? Why would you do that? That is a point where you just do not give a fuck about life anymore. But yeah. And then anything cold on your neck is cringe. But so I'm seeing these two just trading bites back and forth. I'm looking at this. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? What is this? And it is weird. It is weird just seeing these two just going back and forth, biting each other's necks. And like for like a good 3 or 5 seconds staying there. I'm like, ugh. Like it is bad. It is just bad. I'm like, But yeah, that's one childhood trauma. Let me go back on the topic of Halloween. I was not a big fan of Halloween growing up. Because guess what? My sister's godmother likes Halloween too. She loves Halloween. She loves Halloween decorating. And guess what? She got her shit from Spirit Halloween. Spirit Halloween. Oh, by the time, side note, I was like age 7 watching Blade. An innocent child watching two people just bite their necks back and forth in a very uncomfortable manner just makes my, just fucks your day up. Back as I was saying, so she bought her shit from Spirit Halloween, a place just driven to bring fear, especially those animatronics, to bring fear into little children. We're just walking by. Next thing you know, fucking jump scare out of nowhere by a spider, by a ghost, by a skeleton. So it is, as a little boy, I'm over here just excited for Halloween. I'm like, oh, free candy, dog. What can I get this time? So this is my first time. We're just walking to, because we trick-or-treated with her son. So I'm walking to the door, right? Fucking jump scare. Front door jump scare. I'm scared shitless. Next thing you know, I'm terrified. I'm traumatized by this jump scare. And I feared Halloween for a good, let's see here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, like a good 8 years. Like 5 years old to like 15, from like 5 to a good 15 years old. As soon as I turned 15, I was like, okay, maybe this is too bad. But as of that Halloween, I'm not a big fan. I refuse to go trick-or-treating sometimes because I'm terrified of other people, what they might have. One is particular, some smart motherfuckers, honestly. So they have a bush, right? They have a side bush. So, and then, yeah, all that. And of grass. They have like a patch of grass right there, like normal lawn, lawn grass. So you're just walking, right? Just walking. They're in the front door. Like, oh, I'm just going to come over there. They have some dude in a grass outfit just grab your leg from the side, from the left of you, out of nowhere. You just feel someone touch your fucking leg. You feel someone touching your foot, someone grabbing at you. That shit scared me too. It sent me running. They had to catch me from the street. And don't get me started on the 2016 clown shit. As if Halloween was not scary enough. Now I had to worry about these killer clowns out on the streets who might get me and freaking take me away. I didn't go trick-or-treating that night because like I knew better. I knew better to go outside. I've known enough scary movie tropes to go out there and test with the powers that be. I am not going to test my destiny. I am not going to test my fate. I will stay in this house, safe and sound, away from any menace that is out there. Now I get older. Next thing you know, I'm like, okay, I'm too old to trick or treat. I missed out. I can't do that shit anymore. I'm too fucking old. I know some people do it, but and I feel old. I feel too. I feel less childlike to just go out there take candy from children. I might do that then. Never mind. Don't quote me on that. But yeah, Halloween, terrifying time of the year. And during that time, let me bring up another childhood trauma. This was during Halloween time too. So, good old Scooby-Doo and the gang. Fred, Daphne, Velma, Freddy, Shaggy. And Scooby. I don't know if I repeated Shaggy twice. Maybe I had. Whatever. So, they have movies, right? My favorite movie being the same movie that traumatized me. What do you know? It's Scooby-Doo in Zombie Island. Now, it is a cult classic in some sorts to the Scooby-Doo community. Cult classic. Absolutely brilliant story. Just these people, the gang, the mystery gang, going on an island, and then at night, just zombie pirates, I think, spawning from the dead. Then it turns into Call of Duty, and then it turns into Verruckt, and they have to fight their way to round 15 to get the Wonder Weapon or some shit. I don't know. Either way. So this shit happens, right? And I'm watching a movie, right? And when the fucking zombies start peering up. And I was, again, 6 or 7. I was six at the time. And I just see this. I'm like, oh my God. That is fucking horrifying. Why am I watching this? This was on Cartoon Network. Anyways. And I'm scared. I'm terrified. To the point, this terrified me to the point where I didn't want to play Call of Duty Zombies. I did not want to play Call of Duty Zombies because of Scooby-Doo. Scooby-Doo Zombie Island. Now, I'm a little bit addicted to zombies. But during the time, I did not want to be playing no Call of Duty Zombies because of Scooby-Doo and the Zombie Island. Like, it really did fuck me up. So, yeah, those are a little bit of my childhood traumas. I might talk about more later on, but as of right now, those are my three childhood traumas that I've suffered throughout the years. Sexy man or woman, it doesn't matter. It's hot girl or hot man summer. I'm just kidding. I don't know what I'm saying. Either way, this is the last topic of the podcast for the week. It is about the mall. We've all gone to the mall. Don't lie to yourself. You've gone to the mall. So you've walked around, right? You've walked around the mall. You've seen other places close. The food court, whatever, tap, blah, blah, blah. What interests me the most is the hallway merchants. Jewelry, massages, nail painting, snacks, whatever. It all sorts. And I shit you not, there's this one time I went to the mall and I looked around. There's this one jewelry little area and I go over there. And I'm like, I'm looking around. He's like, oh, you're looking for something? I was like, I'm looking for something. He's like, oh, what's your price range? I'm like, well, something around $100. And he gives me this tiny ass, look, he shows me this tiny ass little baby pendant. Very tiny angel, right? Tiny, teeny, tiny. He's like, I'll sell you this for $120. I was like, at the time, I really didn't know. So I'm like, I think I'm good. I didn't really pay attention to the detail. I don't know if it was real gold or not. It's like, oh, guess what? I'll drop the price. I'm closing right now, and I'll give it to you for $80. I'm like, no, I'm good. I'll leave. So I just dipped and just kind of left them hanging. And I'm glad I did not purchase that because I only had $100 to my name during the time. So I think I did a good decision on not buying that. So, I think another one, there's also, like, phone, like, T-Mobile or Verizon around there. There's usually, in my mall, the mall I go to, there's places like Hot Topic, Zoomies. Zoomies is a place I like to go to because it has all the clothes I need, all the clothes I want. Some of the time, most of the time. And if it's not there, I go to, what's it called? Ooh, this is gonna fucking hurt me. Just Paxson. I go to Paxson for a little bit. I really don't see anything that much unless it catches my interest. Then I'll purchase it. What's it called? Tilly's. It's called Tilly's. Tilly's is the place where I go in case Zoomies does not have the shit I want. Tilly's, I'll tell you what. Although the prices are a little up there, it is a good place. It is a good place to shop. Because it is wonderful. It has some very trendy, very things. It has some various things that you will mostly find, which you want. For example, there's a Modelo Diamond, like a Modelo beer. I think some of you know that. Some, if you don't, it is a Mexican branded beer. I am confident Modelo is a Mexican beer. So it is Modelo X Diamond t-shirt. I want this, and I have not gotten the opportunity to purchase it. Once I go to the mall, I will most likely purchase it, because that is a very good shirt that I want. And let's talk about the food court. Before that, let's talk about one store in particular. Spencer's. So Spencer's is more of a, it's kind of like a Hot Topic, but at the same time, it is not. Like, it's a little less edgy than your Hot Topic. Like, not like, what am I saying? It's edgy as fuck, but it's not to the point where it's goth Hot Topic or emo Hot Topic. It's just trendy, edgy Spencer's. So to the right of Spencer's, there are clothes that you can purchase, mostly shirts or jackets. To the left of Spencer's, however, you can find beer products, which are used in parties, like the good old funnel, the beer funnel. It's very long. Guess what they also have? They got boobies. So they have sex products in the back of Spencer's. Here, I'll tell you a secret real quick. The back of Spencer's has a lot of sex things in the back. I know, crazy, right? As I was saying. So yeah, Spencer's has a lot of very sexual orientated things in the back. As a young teenager, I'm like, what's in the back over there? Looks very interesting. And no one decided to stop me, because there's no boundaries in Spencer's. Oh, no. It's just open wide. Just anybody to see. So I look over to my right. I see a football. Not any football. A fucking titty football. Just nipples on the end of this football. I'm like, what the fuck? Huh? I turn around. Sex outfits to the fucking brim. Spicy, sexy outfits you can wear on a good bed time. On a good night after party, you wear this stuff, you're like, oh, and then, yeah, simple whatever. I'm like, what the fuck? Am I even supposed to be here? That's what I was thinking to myself. So, yeah, I look around, a lot of stuff for the wink-wink, for the nudge-nudge. And then I look up, and they have Chucky dolls. That's right, they got Chucky dolls. So, for any motherfucker that... Oh, they also got Ouija boards. Tell you what, I stay away from Ouija boards. I've seen enough movies. I've seen enough clips. I've heard enough stories. Just know, the Ouija boards are not to be messed with. The Ouija boards are not permitted in my house. I see the Ouija board, I will fucking destroy it. I don't want no bad... I already think there's a bad spirit in my house. I do not want to torment it, and I do not want to let it free. I think it is stuck in my energy switch. I do not know, but I keep that switch off. I think that's a story for another time. But as I was saying, Ouija boards are not permitted here. So yeah, Spencer's is kind of a mixed up ball of different things. Sex. Clothes. Anime. Music. Beer. Satanism. Just kidding. I don't know if they're Satanists. Oh, they also got piercings too. They got piercings like Hot Topic. That's alright. They also got hats. I'm a big fan of hats, but I think that's also another topic for another day. As I was saying. So yeah, that's Spencer's in a nutshell. Let's talk about the food court. I don't know if this is in every mall, but I think every mall is legally supposed to have a Cinnabon. Legally, every mall. It's written in the Constitution, too. Every mall must have a Cinnabon in sight. Doesn't matter where, just has to have it. I'll tell you what, Cinnabon is God's gift. it was made during Jesus Christ's time. They're like, at Jesus' birth, the three kings, they went to Jesus' his birth. And as they left, another light came up, and it led them to the first Cinnabon ever made. And they tasted the glorious pastry, and they tasted the blessings that came with it. And that, sirs, is from Phil 3:16. I'm just kidding. That is not actually in the Bible, but I will not be surprised if Cinnabon was created during those times. Anyways, so yeah, Cinnabon is now. That's the first one. That is a must you house have. What else do we have? I don't know if they have a frozen yogurt place too in every place, but the malls I've seen, they have them. They have them there. Frozen yogurt is not something I seek, but it is a treat that I do enjoy eating. What is another place? I don't know if every place have a pizza place. I think they do, but at the same time, I don't know. But yeah, pizza places, it's a hit or miss. Over here in my mall, they have a pizza place recently. It used to be some other pizza place, but then they changed it to a Chicago thing, I think. But the one before, I tried a pizza. I bought a pizza for $5, one slice. It was not, I was not impressed. I was not. I didn't even know what style it was. I didn't even know what it was. I was just like, ooh, look at this pizza. I ate the pizza. I'm like, ooh, this is just some random pizza. Any other pizza I can taste? Pizza is another topic I should talk about. That's another topic for another day. You see, I'm kind of I'm brainstorming here, folks. But anyways, so pizza, frozen yogurt, and Cinnabons. I think all malls think they have them in their food court. Now on to the specifics. I don't know if every mall has a McDonald's. We have one. It's a hot spot. It's a hot spot because people know what it is. People know what to expect. People just go there for a quick. They know what they want. My mall has a fucking Chick-fil-A. I don't know if any other mall has a Chick-fil-A, but mine does. And it closes on Sunday. Why does Chick-fil-A have to close on Sunday? I know it's Christian and all that, but maybe they should make an exception for Sunday, because your boy is pretty hungry on Sundays. Your boy maybe he's craving Chick-fil-A. Maybe your boy wants some Chick-fil-A on Sunday. But anyways, we also have a Taco Bell. Fuck Taco Bell. I'll talk about another episode, but most generally, fuck Taco Bell. That shit can go straight to hell. Next one, it's a Philly Steakhouse, I think. I'm pretty sure. Philly Steakhouse. Philly Steak Sandwiches. They're all right. Steak sandwiches and all that, it's all right. It's not my cup of tea, but at the same time, it's nothing too terrible. And then there's, oh my god, what the fuck is that shit called? Hold up, folks, I'm getting this shit real quick, because this, I know this shit's gonna bug me. Johnny Rockets. I think it's called Johnny Rockets. Johnny Rockets. That is a wonderful place to go to if you want some sort of authentic burger feel. If you don't want any of that McDonald's simplified burger, just go to Johnny Rockets. You'll get your experience there. That's all I'm going to say about it. Okay, now we're done with the food court. Let's move on to the barbershops. I'll tell you what, I've never been to a mall barbershop, but from the people that have their stories, I don't think I should go to one. The stories what I've heard are mall barbershops are the worst type of barbershops to go to get your hair cut, because your fade is going to get messed with, your hairline is going to get fucked with, and you will be violated. Your hair will be violated from those mall barbershops. Now, personally, I've never had my hair cut in a mall barbershop, but from other people, that's what I've heard. So, yeah, I don't know if I would be very keen to go get my haircut at a barbershop in the mall, but you know, that's what it is. Now, what other places? There's GameStops. I also think that GameStops are in every mall. I think that's supposed to be like a trope or something. GameStop, I don't go to GameStop. I don't purchase my games physically. I purchase them digitally because I think that's faster, and I think I waste less time. I think unless I need a controller, I would go to GameStop. But other than that, I don't need to go to there. So yeah, I think I covered most of the topics. I think I did. Yeah. So yeah, that is the mall in a nutshell over here. I know some places have movie theaters. Mine doesn't. Well, mine, the one I go to, I know there's another mall we have here that has a movie theater, but the one I have, it does not. But I'd gone to a movie theater in the mall, and it is actually kind of weird. You go out, you go in a movie, you spend a good 2 hours in there, you get out, and you forget you're in a fucking mall. You're not in a regular movie theater where you can just go outside, brush the sun just blasting with brightness in your fucking eyes after being in the dark for a good 2 hours. No, you trip out, you see people walking back and forth, they're like, oh yeah, I'm in a fucking mall. That's movie theaters in a nutshell in the mall. So anyways, yeah, that is the mall in general. That is a mall in a nutshell. I'm going to end the episode here. I appreciate y'all for listening to my bullshit. I appreciate y'all for listening to my stupidity. Hopefully y'all have a good night, a good afternoon, a good morning. I don't know. I don't care. Honestly, I take that back. I do care about your day. Hopefully this bettered your day. I don't know what I do. I don't know what I say. But I hope you have a good day. Gracias, muchas gracias from Freddy himself, signing off.